An impressive dream, dear Brother M. I had an impressive dream last night. I thought that you were on a strong vessel sailing on very rough waters. Sometimes the waves beat over the top and you were drenched with water. You said, I shall get off. This vessel is going down. No, said one who appeared to be the captain, this vessel sails into the harbor. She will never go down. But you answered, I shall be washed overboard as I am neither captain nor mate. Who cares? I shall take my chances on that vessel you see yonder. Said the captain, I shall not let you go there, for I know that vessel will strike the rocks before she reaches the harbor. You straightened yourself up and said with great positiveness, this vessel will become a wreck. I can see it just as plain as can be. The captain looked upon you with piercing eye and said firmly, I shall not permit you to lose your life by taking that boat. The timbers of her framework are worm-eaten, and she is a deceptive craft. If you had more knowledge, you could discern between the spurious and the genuine, the holy and that appointed to utter ruin. I awoke, but it is this dream that leads me to write to you. I was feeling deeply over some of these things when a letter came saying that you were under great temptation and trial. What is it, Brother M? Is Satan tempting you again? Is God permitting you to be brought to the same place where you have failed before? Will you now let unbelief take possession of your soul? Will you fail every time as did the children of Israel? God help you to resist the devil and to come forth stronger from every trial of your faith. Be careful how you move. Make straight paths for your feet. Close the door to unbelief and make God your strength. If perplexed, hold still. Make no move in the dark. I am deeply concerned for your soul. This may be the last trial that God will grant you. Advance not one step in the downward road to perdition. Wait, and God will help you. Be patient, and the light, clear light will appear. If you yield to impressions, you will lose your soul, and the soul is of great value with God. I have been writing upon the first volume of Great Controversy, and it makes me feel very solemn as I review these important subjects, creation and the events from the fall of Satan to the fall of Adam. The Lord seems very near me as I write, and I am deeply moved as I contemplate this controversy from the beginning to the present time. The workings of the powers of darkness are clearly laid before my mind. Those trying times are before us, and Satan, clad in angel robes, will come to souls with his temptation as he came to Christ in the wilderness. He will quote Scripture, unless our life is hid with Christ in God, he will surely bind our souls in unbelief. Time is very short, and all that is done must be done quickly. The angels are holding the four winds, and Satan is taking advantage of everyone who is not fully established in the truth. Every soul is to be tested. Every defect in the character, unless it is overcome by the help of God's Spirit, will become a sure means of destruction. I feel as never before the necessity of our people to be energized by the Spirit of truth, or Satan's devices will ensnare every soul who has not made God his strength. The Lord has much work to be done, and if we do what he has appointed for us to do, he will work with our efforts.